Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Vicki Oliver is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, leading career development experts, author of 5 books, including Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots, Live Like a Millionaire Without Having to Be One. That's just 2 of the 5, and so check those out on Amazon, wherever books are sold. Also, her own website, Vicki with a Y, Oliver.com, and you'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Vicki, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to be better to work with and to work around, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think of it as being a better people person, but I'm looking at it through the lens of being a boss, you know, somebody that's used to giving orders, you know, giving directions and having them followed. And what we're talking about is whether or not somebody at the top can take advantage of the fact that he or she has people working for him and try to sometimes, you know, solicit feedback from them, you know, see if the person is doing a good job. I think it's just as important if you're a boss to solicit feedback from the people who work for you as if you are a worker trying to get feedback from your boss. I think you can learn things from people who know less than you do, but who may be more technologically savvy, younger.
Let me tell you one little trick that I use, a couple of things that I do to try to get the communication going in a way that gets the job done. Nobody's confused about who's in charge, but yet people feel a little better about it. Number one is I tell my employees, especially the very young ones, you know, I want you to own your job. I don't want you to work in your job. I don't want you to come to work. I want you to be the owner of that assignment. You're responsible for it. I want you to take ownership of it as if it were your little business. That's one thing I tell them. And if they don't, when they don't do that, I talk to them about it again.
Right.
The second thing I do is for most of the people who work here, I have to do something to help them do their job. Something they do comes from me.
Right.
Almost every case.
Yeah.
And so I tell them, I say, so within that parameter, I work for you.
Right.
You're the boss. And so whatever you need, if I'm not doing my job to give you what you need in that part of your assignment, then you need to let me know and you need to tell me what's going on.
Right. I think that's fantastic. You're empowering them that way. You're making them look at it as like they are an entrepreneur.
Yep. Yep. I'm holding them responsible for that ownership.
Right. Now, if they tell you that you're not giving them that one vital thing that they need, are you okay with that feedback?
Absolutely. No, they need to be. I tell them, you need to do that to me. I need, you know, because maybe I forgot.
Right.
Or maybe
so
I'm traveling. You know, like
be?
If I'm
what
traveling,
what would that thing be like? A contact that you would give them, maybe?
No, something to do with what we do here, our publishing,
right.
my columns, my show, the work I do after I get off the air for a podcast, things like that. But see, if I'm traveling, then some of those things get slipped around a little bit. And so I have to tell them, you need to run me down and say, hey, Jim, when you're between airplanes, I need you to get this for me.
Right.
Or you see what I mean? If they think I'm owning that, then they're going to sit around and wait on me to remember it.
Right.
But if they own it, they've got to say, whoa, I can't finish my job. Where's the missing piece? It's
right.
The boss. Where the heck is he? Hey, boss, what's going on?
And how often do your people check in with you generally?
Some of them do it every day.
And do you like that better?
Well, yeah, no, they all do to some degree every day, but I try not to get behind. But the main thing is that they've got the green light to say,
right.
Hey,
they
boss, what is this?
They have the green light to bug you when they need you.
Yeah. And they've learned when it's late and when it's just real late.
Right. And what do you do about having them train each other?
Well, that's an assignment I have someone else doing.
Right.
cross collateralizing, because it's funny, as I told you earlier, I do all the job. I've done every job here in this store, in this building, in my shop.
Right.
I've done every job, and I've taught all of them, or at least someone, how to do what they're doing. But they won't. But now, when I try to, if I try to wander over in their area, they won't let me touch it.
Right.
They make me stay out of it.
Right. Now, why do they do that, and how does that make you feel?
Well, they make me, because I mess it up, even though I invented their job. I literally invented their job. But now, if I got over there, I'd mess it up.
Right. Because why? Because technology has changed.
Yeah, because they're doing it their way, and
right.
You know, I'm sort of like the future of a factory looks like, right? About staffing a factory. It's a computer and a man and a dog.
That's hysterical.
The computer's there to run the plant. The man's there to feed the dog, and the dog's there to keep the man from touching the computer.
That is so funny. Well, it sounds like you have a very good sense of humor, which I think is imperative for being a good boss.
Well, what I tell my folks is, around here, we take our work very seriously.
Right.
We don't take ourselves very seriously.
Excellent.
I think that's the key to the whole thing, don't you?
I do, too. You have to have a little bit of fun when you're working. Otherwise, why do it?
If we can't have fun, we just forget about it.
Exactly.
Hey, Vicki Oliver, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you very much.
VickiOliver.com, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.